time for the Rutherford Report on 101 ESPN.
Anything you folks want to know about the fascinating world of pro hockey, here we go.
301, your time check is brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler with Chris Ronchi and Brad Thompson. I'm Anthony Stalter. Now, I know we don't have Jeremy Rutherford via the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line, because if last week told us anything, it's that JR ditches us. So, guys, what do you want to talk about?
Look, I still think that we should get into the hockey.
Did you guys hear that?
The play. Who is that? Is that JR?
I hear somebody talking.
Hey, long time no talk to you guys.
Oh, hey.
Nice of you to show
me.
Yeah, it's great. You're here.
Hey, I decided to fit in my schedule this week.
Okay, that was good. Nice. I appreciate it. Yeah, certainly. Yeah.
Ask him the question you were going to ask him last week, Anthony, about hockey.
Well, is hockey going to return here?
That's the one.
It looks that way, guys. More meetings today, Board of Governors meeting today, but the Return to Play Committee continued to meet over the weekend, and according to the Athletics' Pierre LeBrun, they're making a lot of progress, and as you touched on before the break, Anthony, it sounds like the 24-team format is the direction they're headed.
All right, so let's talk about that. Let's get into the 24-team format a little bit. First of all, from all the people that you talk to, JR, are most teams, I would think that most teams would be kind of excited about this, except for teams potentially like the Blues that have earned their spot.
There's a lot to digest here. There really is. You're talking about they were near the end of the regular season, and then, of course, you get to the playoffs, and you got the 16 teams. Some teams still had a chance to fight their way into the playoffs and didn't get that opportunity. So now as they try to return to the ice and, you know, they need to recoup some money, how many teams can they get in there? They've pitched around the idea, Brad, of having 20 teams, having 24 teams. That gives those teams that were on the outside looking in a chance to play themselves into the playoffs. So they're not cheated as they would be if you just cut it to 16 teams. However, you have teams like the Blues and Boston at the top of the standings, and these teams who didn't have a chance, and maybe those teams got some healthy bodies back, what have you. So maybe it's difficult if you're a team at the top of the standings. So that's what they're continuing to hash out behind closed doors. What's fair and what allows the league to be safe, the players to be safe, and most importantly, as we all know with professional sports, get some of that money back.
Well, certainly the teams at the bottom who are just going to make it in and wouldn't have otherwise are going to be happy with this. At least I think they would be. But to build on BT's question to you, what if you are the team that is the Blues and Boston, as you mentioned, honestly, what do you think they think of this? Do you think they're just happy to get hockey back?
Yeah, I think most teams understand that they've just got to get back out on the ice and they've got to figure out a way. You know, and as much as you know, I think, let's just say a Doug Armstrong or a Boston GM, those teams, you know, they don't want any tricks. They don't want a situation where they're going in and they catch a team that has no business being in the playoffs and they get hot. You look at a Chicago team, which may or may not make this format, depending on whether they go with 20 or 24 teams. They traded their goalie, Robin Leonard. They just figured that they were out of it, and they moved on. And they're not the only team to do that. So I think to answer your question directly, Ronj, I think as long as the teams like the Blues get to play some games early on, because there was some talk that maybe the top teams would get a bye, and then you'd have those lesser teams just kind of play their way into the playoff format. And then the teams like the Blues were saying to themselves, wait a minute, you know, those teams are going to play and we're not going to play and then we're going to have to face them. That's not quite fair. So I think if the top teams get a chance to play some sort of round robin action early on, whether it counts or doesn't count, they need to get on the ice and feel their legs again. I think if they get that opportunity, then they would be okay with it.
Jeremy Rutherford, our Blues insider with The Athletic, joining us right now on the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. What are the biggest hurdles that hockey is going to face specifically in its return that maybe Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA won't have to deal with, JR?
Well, you know, directly comparing it to baseball, you know, pretty obvious here, but the contact. And so you can feel safe. We know the city and the county opened up today. Some of the stores are opening up. It feels around us like things are starting to come back a little bit, although we can't stress enough that you have to remain safe. But you play a sport like hockey, and it's contact. And, you know, I think we talked a week or so ago about Well, it wasn't last week, right? But the week before that, about having the scrums, having the altercations, you know, being on a bench next to each other. Look, you know what baseball is doing, and they're going to have some guys sit in the first few rows behind the dugout and space out. I don't know that you have that option with hockey when you're talking about getting lines on and off the ice. So to me, hockey is a little bit different than some of these sports, especially baseball. Those are all the things that the return to play committee is trying to itemize and touch on.
Yeah, so baseball is going to have a rule, or at least it's proposed, that the players can't spit when they're on the field. Hockey players spit a lot, too, onto the ice. Is
usually
that the kind of
teeth.
Yeah, usually it is teeth, too, or they get knocked out. is that the kind of thing they you think they would maybe administer, or what?
You know what? There has been talk about that publicly. I don't know how much time they're spending talking about, you know, that specific of an issue behind closed doors. I'm sure they have to. I just can't imagine a hockey world where you have a collision between two players and you don't see the teams skate up to each other and have some sort of scrum. I mean, that's just been involved in the game as long as we've been watching. So, you know, you're going back on the ice. You realize there are going to be some issues, whether you can see them ahead of time or they're going to come up in the course of returning to the ice, and they're just going to have to deal with them. But I can't see how you can prevent some of the stuff that we see in ordinary game from happening.
Are they still going to let them have sunflower seeds on the ice? Because that's a no-go in baseball.
Yeah, no, I don't know that that takes place. Okay. I've seen the Red Bull and the Gatorade bottle. I've seen everything.
What are the snacks?
Well, I know in the press box it's the hot dogs, the pretzels, but down on ice level, not too sure what they're sneaking. I would have like a bar or something in my pads there.
Yeah, upstairs is for the real athletes. That's a fact. JR, exactly. What about the idea of getting everybody back into the country? I mean, you got players that's one thing. Baseball has a pretty far reach, but nowhere near as far as hockey. I mean, how big of an issue is that, getting all these people here and then getting them quarantined and ready to go? That seems like that's going to take a long time to have happen.
Yeah, Brad, and they've talked about that. They definitely want to give these players some lead time on getting back to town. You're talking about with the Blues, especially. You got some Swedes on the team. Some of them stayed here in St. Louis, but a couple of them did go back. I believe Carl Gunnarsson was one of the ones. So they got to get those guys back. So they're going to probably give them a couple weeks. Like if we get news this week that hockey's going to return, let's just say the first week of June, you know, those guys in Europe are going to be on notice to get back. And let's not forget that they're going to have about a 2 to 3 week training camp if the reports are close to skate. So while they might not be back early on or for day one of that training camp, you know, it shouldn't take them that long to get back and get playing with their team again.
Last thing for Jeremy Rutherford here in the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. JR, what is the game plan, do you think, for the NHL draft? Because everybody keeps talking about having it in June, but that seems like an unrealistic starting time for the draft, or still the normal time for the draft, given that the NHL still wants to play its postseason.
Yeah, it's gone back and forth. Anthony, I wrote last week, what happens if there's an early June draft? How does it impact the Blues? And here in just a few days' time, now it looks like they're going away from that idea. I think at first the NHL was trying to force it down the team's throats and say, hey, look, this is what we're going to do. We need to be in the news. We need the content. But it seems like it was met with enough opposition, according to Pierre LeBrun, that they may have tabled it. We'll see what happens. Again, maybe that was discussed in meetings over the weekend. But at this point, seems like, according to the reporting, that they're going away from the early June draft.
JR, great stuff. Appreciate you joining us this week.
Yep.
We'll talk to you again
anytime,
next week.
Thanks a lot. I'll be here.
All right. It's Jeremy Rutherford, our Blues Insider with The Athletic. So